I do now invite you to hear these words that come to us from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In these words from the Gospel of John, the sixth chapter, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." May the Lord our God bless the reading and the hearing of these words. Amen.
Roger Salzberger shared this. He said, "Recall the paragraph in the story of the ugly duckling when the ugly duck realizes who he really is. He saw below him his own image, but he was no longer a clumsy, dark gray bird, ugly and ungainly. He was himself a swan. It does not matter, then, at least having been born in a duckyard, if only you come out of a swan's egg." Jesus was explaining to the gathered people that it was the same with them. It does not matter in the least, having been from Nazareth and born in Bethlehem, if only you are born of God. Jesus proclaims that everyone will be taught by God. Because we are born of God, we can claim our inheritance. We can claim the bread that comes down from heaven, the bread of which kind that whoever eats of it will not die, the bread that if anyone eats of it, he or she shall live forever. The bread is Jesus himself, which he gives so that the world may live. Thus, Jesus invites us to consume him, to put him on, to wear him, so that we will receive life. Now, this morning's passage is a continuation of the Bread of Life discourse that we find in John. You may remember that Jesus has been healing and performing miracles and teaching. His teachings have included his naming himself the Bread of Life. Bread is one of the most important staples of the people's diet. Bread is also part of the great Exodus narrative. Remember God providing the bread to Moses. When Jesus first brought up the bread of life imagery, the people asked that Jesus give them bread just as Moses had given the people of Israel bread when they were hungry in the wilderness. And Jesus reminded them that Moses did not give them the bread, but rather God had given their ancestors the bread. Now, he says he is the bread of life and sent down from heaven. And again, the people would question him and argue with him. Say, isn't this the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father? Don't we know his mother? How can he say, I came down out of heaven, and expect anyone to believe it? And Jesus tells them to quit arguing among themselves. It does not matter from where you come, just like that ugly duckling that Sulzberger speaks of. It does not matter if you were raised in Nazareth or born in Bethlehem, as long as you are born of God. Jesus goes on to say that it is God that brings you to me. This is what is meant by you shall be taught by God. It is only when that I can feed you this bread, that I can set you straight, that I can prepare you for your eternal life, says Jesus. Charles R. Leary told a story about his barber. Seems that his barber was a runner. And he said, he told me of a young man in a marathon race who kept falling farther and farther behind the other runners. And suddenly he looked at as if he was talking to himself, and then he started to run faster. And he passed all the other runners, and he won the race. Now afterwards, when someone asked him, why he was talking to himself, he replied, oh, I wasn't talking to myself. I was talking to God. And I was saying, Lord, you pick them up, and I'll put them down. Faith always moves forward. Life is a continuous series of journeys. And through all of them, ultimately, our aim is to nurture faith in ourselves and faith in others and faith in God. Well, all these journeys lead us to a grand finale of a journey into eternity. Good Lord, give us bread for the journey. Well, that runner learned that life is a team effort. And the team is God and the young man. You pick them up, I will put them down. One step in front of another. God teaches us to pick up our foot, and we put it down and take what God taught us and move forward in life. As many of us are aware, the process of teaching is a dynamic process that required at least two parties, a teacher and a learner. Now, learning is defined as the act or experience of one that learns, knowledge or skill acquired by instruction or study, modification of a behavior tendency by experience as exposure to conditioning. And teaching is the art, the process of imparting information and knowledge to another person. A teacher is often another human being, of course, but not always. The teacher can be life in general and in specific. And in the case of this morning's passage, the teacher is God. Just as there is a role for the teacher, there is also a role for the learner. The learner must be open to receiving the information, knowledge that is presented to them. The learner must be aware. The learner must be porous. The learner must have flexible worldview. The learner must be willing to work to learn. The learner must be open to what is new. And the learner must be willing to change. Fred Craddock wrote about Burkhard Du Bois, the great black educator, socialist, and historian, who upon completion of his studies at Fisk and Harvard and the University of Berlin, he was convinced that change in the condition of the American black person could be effected by careful scientific investigations into the truth about blacks in America. So he proceeded to do his research. And it was flawless, and his graphs and his charts were impeccable. But after waiting several years and hearing not the slightest stir of reform, Dr. Du Bois had to accept the truth about truth. Its being available does not mean it will be appropriated. We can be taught by God, and we can be brought to Jesus, but we can't be made to believe. I can lead a horse to water, but you know you can't make the horse drink. But we are taught by God and nurtured by Jesus. And God brings us to Jesus, and Jesus feeds us. What did Charles Leary write? He said, "Our aim is to nurture faith in ourselves, faith in each other, and faith in God." Now, whether you're a Baptist or a Quaker, you are taught by God. Whether a Roman Catholic or a Lutheran, a Pentecostal or a Presbyterian, a Mennonite or a Methodist, you're taught by God. If you are a UCCer, you are taught by God. We are a continuing testament. We believe in extravagant welcome and in changing lives. And we believe in the still speaking God. We are the United Church of Christ. So let us continue to be taught by God. Amen.